China's second richest man went on trial Wednesday, facing corruption charges that could send him to prison for many years. The trial is set in China's gritty northeast city of Shenyang, where Chinese-born Dutch citizen Yang Bin made some $900 million dealing in property, tourism, and flowers. He's accused of bribery, lying to officials about the financial health of his company, and misusing farmland. A person on his six-member defense team says the trial is likely to last 2 days. Mr. Yang was detained last October, only days after he was named to head a free trade zone for North Korea, just across the border from China. North Korea hoped the capitalist-style enclave would rev up the communist country's stagnant economy, in the same way that special economic zones helped invigorate China's fortunes over the past 2 decades. However, North Korea appointed Mr. Yang governor of the Sinuiju region, where the free trade zone was to be built, without consulting China. Some press speculation says the arrest was Beijing's way of expressing its displeasure at being ignored. But other news reports say Mr. Yang's business practices had attracted official concern and scrutiny before he was named to head the North Korean venture. China's foreign ministry insists Mr. Yang's trial is about breaking the law, not politics or personal sensibilities. Foreign Ministry spokesman Kong Chuan says the court's judgment of guilt or innocence will base everything on facts and everything according to law. Mr. Yang's trial coincides with the high-profile investigation of Shanghai property tycoon Zhou Jiangyi. He faces questions about allegedly lying to obtain millions of dollars in bank loans for his business operations. These legal actions against some of China's wealthiest men appear to be an effort by the government to rein in the growing power of the country's entrepreneur class. At the same time, the communist leadership is seeking to harness the entrepreneur's energy. Late last year, fundamental rule changes were made that will allow some capitalists to become members of the Communist Party. Jim Randall, VOA News, Beijing. This is Jim Rand reporting from Beijing. I have a long China corruption. It's a long only, has one actuality. Here's your introduction. A financial scandal in Shanghai is being felt across China, with Hong Kong business managers and a prominent banker implicated. VOA's Jim Randall reports, the case comes as the country's leaders struggle to control corruption. Text. Shanghai property developer Zhou Jiangyi amassed a fortune worth hundreds of millions of dollars, but he's now under house arrest as Chinese authorities investigate allegations he lied to borrow $80 million for his businesses. In Hong Kong, his wife and other officials of his companies have been arrested by the city's anti-corruption agency. And Niu Jinbao, the former head of the prominent Bank of China operation in Hong Kong, has been recalled to mainland China. He faces questions about loans to Mr. Zhou's companies. Hong Kong authorities are also investigating the Bank of China, the second largest bank in the city, because of its dealings with Mr. Zhou. One of Mr. Zhou's land development projects recently brought protesters out on the streets of Shanghai. Dozens of residents are suing his companies, saying they've not been adequately compensated for the loss of their homes, torn down to make way for new buildings. Their claims, however, get no support from the government. In fact, their attorney's been arrested for stealing state secrets. The government says the arrest has nothing to do with the corruption scandal. Analysts, however, say China routinely uses such charges to intimidate people who challenge the government. The Shanghai case poses tough financial and political challenges for the government. Financial, because the government is trying to push banks to reform their lending practices and deal with the $400 billion in bad debt they've piled up. At the same time, the government has pledged to attack corruption, which is quickly eroding trust in the ruling Communist Party. Jean-Pierre Cabestan of the French Center for Research on Contemporary China says the Shanghai case is a barometer of reform.
This system is going through changes. Now there are people trying to push the limit, and there are fierce resistances within the system against these people.
Some political analysts speculate the Shanghai case may be an attempt by China's new leaders, who took power in March, to reduce the influence of former President Jiang Zemin. Mr. Zhang is the former mayor of Shanghai, and much of his support comes from there, so corruption could embarrass him. But Professor Kabistan says it is too early in this case to discern the political forces that brought it to light. Jim Randall, VOA News, Beijing.